Hey there, Roamers. Welcome to the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel, where we get to hear from full-time RVers, unpack their experiences, and learn actionable advice to help you roam in your home too. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Thank you so much for being here. Buckle up, my friend. Let's get ready to go on an adventure together right now. Today's show is brought to you by Christian Healthcare Ministries. RV life is full of adventure, but unexpected medical bills can quickly derail your travels. That's why we rely on Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an affordable, faith-based alternative to traditional health insurance that's perfect for RVers like us. With CHM, you're part of a community that shares your values and supports you when you need it most. Learn more and see if it's a right fit for you at roaminyourhome.com/CHM. That's roaminyourhome.com/CHM. Take control of your healthcare today and keep traveling with peace of mind. Now back to the show. Welcome back to the podcast. Happy 2025. Can you believe it? Time is flying by, and I just can't wrap my head around the fact that we are already 25 years past Y2K. That doesn't even feel that long ago, right? I have to tell you a real quick story about Y2K before we get into the show. It's just so funny, and will give you more of a glimpse of what Randy is like in real life. So remember the big scare of Y2K, when everyone was concerned that all the computers would shut down when they turned from 1999 to 2000. I have to admit, I was a little concerned too. No one could really say for sure that everything was going to be okay, and it was a big mystery if we would all be without all the modern conveniences we were used to until it all got fixed. So we were at a New Year's Eve party at one of our friends' houses. There were probably about 20 people there. We were all huddled in the living room watching the ball drop. We were shouting, 10, 9, 8, and when we got to 3, 2, 1, the house went black. I mean, pitch black. No TV, no lights, nothing. We all gasped and were starting to literally freak out when we heard this loud laughing coming from the basement. Here, Randy quietly snuck downstairs and flipped the main breaker off at just the right second. And if you know Randy, this should not surprise you one bit. He is all about joking and playing around, and he was cracking up hysterically. You can imagine how mad we all were, but definitely relieved that it was just Randy being Randy once again. So hopefully that made you laugh. Anytime I mention Y2K or someone else does, I always have to share that story because it's just so funny. Well, at least funny now. It wasn't too funny then. All right, so let's get into today's show. It is RV show season, and we are super excited about it. If you have followed this podcast or Roam in Your Home on social media or YouTube, you probably know that we sold our 40-foot Jayco Pinnacle fifth wheel in 2021 and bought a 20-foot Rockwood Mini Light travel trailer for our bucket list adventure. Our plan was to keep it for about a year and then upgrade again. Well, if you're doing the math, we are going on 4 years in this tiny RV, and we are RV shopping every single day now. This is the year that we will be upgrading once again, and we can't wait. We have been spending lots of time on YouTube seeing all the latest floor plans for 2025, but if you've ever watched a walkthrough on YouTube versus walking through the RV in person, you know it can be a world of difference. So we need to physically see all the RVs that we're interested in before we make our choice. And this got me thinking. This will be our third RV purchase, and we do a ton of research when RV shopping. So I thought it would be super helpful to share some tips for anyone out there that is also considering a new RV this year and plans on attending an RV show to shop around. So if you've been dreaming about hitting the road in a new RV, January is the perfect time to start shopping. RV show season is in full swing right now, and there are some incredible opportunities to explore your options. The Tampa RV Super Show is next week and runs from January 15th to the 19th and is one of the largest in the country. We've been there many times, and it's hands down our favorite show. We always spend 2 days and never see everything. Unfortunately, though, we will not be in Florida next week. So if you are, please let me know how it is. We are missing it so much. So if you are also not in Florida at the moment, and if you're close to Cleveland, Ohio, like we are, there is an RV show happening in the IX Center right now and ends on Sunday, January 12th. And Pittsburgh, PA's RV show starts tomorrow and runs through January 19th and is the longest running indoor RV show in the country. And I know there are a lot more happening all around the country this month and continuing all year long. The other largest RV show that rivals the Tampa RV Super Show is the Hershey RV Show, but that doesn't happen until September 10th through the 14th this year. We've never been, but hope to go this year. But if we go, hopefully it's just for fun because we don't want to wait that long to get our new RV. RV shows are the best way to compare different types, models, and brands all in one place, but they can also be very overwhelming if you don't go in with a plan. In today's episode, I'll share my top tips for what to look for at RV shows, how to prepare, and the key factors to consider when choosing your next RV. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to upgrade like us, this episode will help you feel more confident and ready. All right, let's get started. First, let's discuss preparing for an RV show. Number one, research RV types ahead of time. Before heading to the show, spend some time thinking about your lifestyle and needs. Are you looking for a small travel trailer for weekend camping trips or a spacious fifth wheel for full-time living? Maybe a motorhome is more your style. Each RV type comes with its own pros and cons, so understanding what you're looking for will save you a ton of time at the show. For example, travel trailers are more versatile and lightweight, but require a compatible tow vehicle. Fifth wheels offer more space and luxury, but will need a heavy-duty truck to tow it. And motorhomes combine your vehicle and living space, but you'll need to decide if you want a gas or diesel engine and if it can tow your daily driver vehicle. And Class A, B, and C models come with different trade-offs between size, convenience, and drivability. Number two, check the RV show map and exhibitor list. Most RV shows post their layout and list of exhibitors online. Take a look and make note of the brands or models you want to prioritize. This will help you navigate the show more efficiently. Number three, set your budget. It's easy to get carried away when you're surrounded by shiny new RVs. Set a realistic budget before you go, and don't forget to include costs like insurance, maintenance, and upgrades you might want to make later. And number four, bring the right supplies. RV shows involve a lot of walking, so wear comfortable shoes and bring a backpack with essentials like water, snacks, and a notebook, and your phone for taking photos and notes. Second, let's discuss what to look for at the RV show. Number one, tow vehicle compatibility. If you're buying a towable RV, such as a travel trailer or a fifth wheel, make sure your current vehicle can handle it. Know your vehicle's towing capacity and compare it to the RV's gross vehicle weight rating. It's also important to understand payload capacity. This refers to the maximum amount of weight your vehicle can safely carry, including passengers, cargo, and the hitch weight of your RV. Exceeding your truck's payload capacity can lead to unsafe driving conditions, wear and tear on your vehicle, and even void your warranty. This information is critical because buying an RV that's too heavy for your vehicle can lead to safety issues and expensive upgrades. Number two, floor plan and layout. One of the most important aspects of an RV is its floor plan. Step inside and imagine how you'll use the space. Is the kitchen functional for your cooking style? Does the bathroom have enough room for comfort? Are the sleeping arrangements suitable for everyone traveling with you? And open cabinets and storage compartments to see if they meet your needs. And number three, build quality. Pay attention to the materials and craftsmanship. Knock on cabinets, check the sturdiness of doors, and look for any signs of cheap construction. Don't forget to inspect the floors, walls, and ceiling. High quality construction will stand the test of time and travel better on rough roads. Ask about construction materials and insulation, especially if you plan to camp in all four seasons. Not all RVs are built the same, and quality matters. Number four, make a must-have features list. Having a list of your non-negotiables can keep you focused and prevent overwhelm at the show. Some examples include storage capacity for outdoor gear, clothes, and kitchen supplies, tank sizes if you plan to boondock or travel off-grid, kitchen layout with the appliances you'll actually use, sleeping arrangements like bunks for families or Murphy beds for space saving, bathroom preferences, especially if you have a preference between a wet bath and a dry bath. And ask about the features that matter most to you. For example, does it have solar prep or a generator for boondocking? Is it equipped with upgraded insulation for four-season camping? What type of appliances are included? And look for technology that makes your RVing experience easier, like smart control panels or pre-installed Wi-Fi boosters. And number five, warranty and service options. Don't overlook the importance of warranties and post-purchase support. Ask dealers about manufacturers' warranties and whether they offer additional service packages. A great warranty can give you peace of mind and save you money down the road. And number six, compare pricing across dealers. Many RV show prices are discounted, but there's usually some room for negotiation as well. For example, you might ask for a free hitch, an extended warranty, or other add-ons to sweeten the deal. And third, let's talk about making the most of your visit to the RV show. Number one, take notes and photos. With so many RVs to see, it's easy to forget which models you liked and why. So take photos and jot down details about each RV, including the make, model, price, and the standout features. This will make it easier to compare your options later. And don't forget to take videos on your phone. I always do this and it really helps. But because all of your pictures and videos will just blend in together in your photo gallery, make sure that you are also taking a photo or video of the actual sticker on the front that includes the make, model, and floor plan model number. Number two, ask questions. Don't hesitate to ask the representatives questions. They're there to help. And some questions include, what is the gross vehicle weight rating of this RV? Look for the sticker that has all of this information and don't just rely on what the show salesperson is telling you. Actually look for that sticker. And you can ask what materials are used for insulation and construction. Are there any current show specials or discounts? And you will always find, at least from our experience, the best prices at RV shows. If you're purchasing a towable RV, it is critical to match its weight to your tow vehicle's capacity. For motorhomes, take the time to understand chassis specs and what that means for driving comfort and reliability. And number three, don't rush decisions. Even if you find an RV you love, take your time to think it over. And if you're really serious about making a purchase, ask if the dealer will honor the show price for a few days so you can do more research or arrange financing. And even if you have your heart set on a specific brand or model, take the time to explore other options. Different manufacturers emphasize quality, layout, or features, so you might discover something even better than what you had in mind. Number four, test the layout. And this one's fun. Spend some time in the RV imagining day-to-day living. Sit on the couches, lie on the bed, and picture yourself cooking in the kitchen. Bring your family along to ensure everyone is comfortable. There's just no substitute for getting a real feel for the space in person. We've done this so many times, and it is a game changer. When we first bought our Jayco Pinnacle fifth wheel, we were actually at an RV show, and I was over it. I just didn't want to see another RV that day. It was very hot in Florida. We had seen like 1,000 RVs before that. And Randy went into this particular one. He was like, Jamie, you've got to come see this. And I'm like, okay. So went up and, you know, walked into the RV and it was perfect. So we sat down at the table. Of course, there were like 10 other people inside, but we didn't even care. I said, we need to really just take our time and go through this, you know, look at our pros and cons list, look at our wish list, and make sure that we're not just so excited that we're missing something. So we did. We spent probably an hour there. We really just looked at every single thing inside and out, sat at the table, sat on the couches, you know, was in the bathroom, like went into the shower. That's another big thing. Make sure you look into the shower. Actually get into the shower and see if the height is okay for you or somebody that's tall in your family. That's a big thing. So here's a quick list of the pro tips for making the most of an RV show. Some I've already mentioned, but some are new, so really take notes. Number one, research where it is, where to get your tickets, and if there's a fee for parking. All RV shows are different. The prices of the tickets are different. The cost of the parking is different. I just read the Pittsburgh show is free with free parking, which is unheard of, so that's super nice. Just be sure to look all of this up beforehand. Number two, arrive early if you can. Avoid crowds and get more one-on-one time with dealers when you show up early. Number three, wear comfortable shoes. Prepare for walking long distances at large shows, especially the Tampa RV Super Show. You're definitely going to want to be comfortable. Number four, bring snacks and water. Save time and energy by avoiding long lines at food stands. We have done this so many different times, and when we bring snacks and water, it's just so much of a better experience. The lines for water and snacks, it's incredibly long, and you're just not going to want to stand in these lines, and not to mention that the prices are absolutely ridiculous. So bring your own stuff. All right, number five, don't be afraid to ask questions. Like, what's included in the base price? Are there show-only deals or bonuses? Really just ask anything, because this is your chance to ask, and those salespeople are there to help. And finally, number six, attend educational seminars. Many RV shows offer workshops or seminars on maintenance, towing, and RV life. These are so important. We attended almost every single seminar or workshop at the Tampa RV show, and we really learned a lot of valuable information. So I highly, highly recommend that. RV shows are just such an exciting opportunity to explore your options and find the perfect RV, but preparation is key. Remember to research, plan your visit, and take your time evaluating each option. By preparing in advance, staying organized, and asking the right questions, you can make the most of your visit. If you're heading to the Tampa RV show, the Cleveland show, the Pittsburgh show, or any other RV show, I'd love to hear what you're looking for and what you find. Tag me on social media or send me a message with your favorite discoveries. If you found today's episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and share it with your fellow RV lover. Also, I'd love to hear what other tips you recommend for shopping for an RV or attending an RV show. Send me a DM on Instagram at RoamInYourHome, and I will post your tips and tag you. I just love this RV community and all the help that we can offer each other. Thank you so much for listening to the Roam in Your Home podcast. I'll see you next week with more tips to help you live your best RV life. We hope to see you at an RV show this year, and we also hope to see you on the road. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you would subscribe to our show and consider giving us a 5-star review. It's free and would mean the world to us and help us grow. If you know anyone who would also enjoy this podcast, please share it with a friend. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram or Facebook at Roam in Your Home. Come back next week for another fun adventure. But until then, stay safe, and we hope to see you on the road.